Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today is episode 640. I normally release my episodes on Fridays, but I decided to hold off on releasing this episode until today, which is March 8th. So for those of you who know me or have followed me for long enough, you may know that today is my daughter Sydney's birthday. Sydney died of a heart defect when she was just a baby, 24 days old. Today, 2022, she would be 21 years old. And I can't help but wish that my baby girl was here so that I could go out to a restaurant with her and enjoy a glass of wine or a beer with her. But that is not to be. So, in its place, I will dedicate today's episode to my sweet girl, Sydney. I know that she's up there. I know that she's looking down on me and looking out for me. So, looking out for me, looking out for all of us, I suppose. I feel like I have an open line of communication from my heart to her heart, and I often talk to her, ask her for help or support with different things, tell her how much I love her and miss her. But I think it's especially poignant in light of the current events, the current atrocities happening over in Ukraine, because we're living in a drastically different world than we lived in 3 weeks ago. Overnight, we saw this building up over the last few months, but it literally felt like overnight our world changed. The tenuous balance and tolerance that nations had for each other suddenly vanished. And now we're in this very unsettling time where events are happening at breakneck speed. And it's stressful, it's horrific, it's upsetting. And I know that my clients, many, many of the parents that I work with, have asked me, how do I talk to my kids? What do I tell them? How do I handle this? And it's come up so many times recently that I felt it was a valuable discussion to have today. And so what I tell my parents is that we live in an information age. There is really very little way that we can keep information from our children. When they're in preschool, maybe kindergarten, but really after that, it's all over. There's no way we're shielding them from the upsetting events, the big events that happen in the world. And so rather than whether or not to tell our kids what's happening, I'm talking about beyond a 4-year-old. The question needs to now be, what do we tell them? And how do we tell them? And I remember when the tragedy at Sandy Hook happened. I had a fifth grader, a second grader, and a kindergartner. And I wondered what they were hearing in school. And so, because it happened, you know, while they were in school. And so when they got home in the evening, bedtime, I suppose, I asked each of them if they had heard any news or new developments or anything at school. And I do remember emailing my kindergartner's teacher to say, has this information been made it to your classroom? And she said, absolutely not. We're keeping TVs and radios off and we're not discussing it. So they know nothing. She was leaving it up to parents to handle. So I asked my kindergartner if he'd heard any news of the day at school, and he hadn't. And so I decided to leave it at that with him being a kindergartner. Now, with him being a kindergartner back then, he wasn't online the way I believe lots of kindergartners probably are today. So I had a little bit better ability to filter and censor information that was coming at him. However, my second grader, I asked her if she'd heard any news at school. And she said, yes. And I asked her what she'd heard. And what she shared with me was choppy, and it wasn't exactly accurate. So I basically just told her that there was a bad man very far away from where we lived. And he went into a school and he did a bad thing. And a lot of people were really sad about it because I did not want to cause her anxiety going to school the next day. But I also wanted to be the person who presented the information to her. I asked her, she said it was very sad, and I asked her if she had any questions about it, and she said no. And so we left it at that. And my fifth grader, when it was his bedtime, I asked him if he'd heard anything at school, and he told me yes. And I asked him what he'd heard, and he told me piece by piece by piece. And he was, I would say, 98% accurate in what he had heard. So I just clarified the couple of points that he got wrong. And we talked about how to stay safe in school, and I asked him if he had any questions, and he didn't. And so I could tell back then that their access to information at their various ages was vastly different, and their processing of the information was vastly different. And so I really think that with this situation, you have to gauge where your child is developmentally. I think the younger your child is, the less detail you have to go into. I work with a family who has a kindergartner, and they were wondering if they should tell him anything. And I said, yes, you need to tell him, because if you don't, someone else will. Either he will hear it from a classmate at school whose parents have talked about it, or a classmate at school who saw it on the news. Or you're going to be sitting in a doctor's office and the TV is going to be on and he or she is going to see the information on the news. Or you're going to be at the grocery store and they're going to see the front page photo in the newspaper with a big splashy headline. So there really is, not to mention that, you know, if they're watching a YouTube video or something, an ad for support Ukraine might come up. There's no way to keep this kind of information from our kiddos, probably past age 4. So I suggested that they tell him something similar to what I told my kindergartner, or my second grader at the time. There's a bad man really far away from here who did a really bad thing, and a lot of people are very sad. Now, if they want more information than that, you can tell them a little bit more until they are satisfied. Oftentimes, I think we as parents are afraid to tell our kids things because we're afraid they're going to ask difficult questions. When the truth of the matter is, oftentimes they want far less detail than we think they want. And we tell them what we tell them, and they're satisfied and they move on. So I would plan how much you are going to tell your child, and I would tell them the least amount possible and allow them to ask questions if they have any. And then you can expand upon that. And then beyond that, just the concept of what can we do when we feel helpless? We can raise money to help the refugees. We can collect items to ship overseas. We can donate. We can do things like that to contribute and support these people who are in need, in great, great need. And so I think it's always comforting when we feel helpless to change a bad situation like this. It's always comforting if we feel like we can do something, we can support in some way. So those are the ideas I have for you today with supporting your children and handling information with them during this very challenging, difficult time in our world. So I hope that helps you. I appreciate you spending today with me. I want to wish my daughter, Sydney, a very happy 21st birthday in heaven. And wherever you are in this world, I hope that you can find some comfort today for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.